Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Airport nightmare.
The lines were just growing and growing, not moving.
Celebrating a Mideast ceasefire.
It's good to have a bit of a break.
Kidnapper foiled by slime.
He got caught blue-handed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a chaotic scene at many airports, an outage overnight in the system that checks passengers in, creating long lines and confusion. This woman at Logan Airport in Boston.
I've never seen it like this before. The lines are quite long. Just waiting to get on my flight. It's changed 3 times since I've been in line.
Systems are running again, but there could be delays throughout the day. CBS's Mola Lenghi is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
It was a global reservation system that's used by several airlines. That went down early this morning, causing long lines. A technical glitch by a third-party company called Sabre caused the delays for people trying to check in to their flights.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Washington.
You can't get passengers to the plane, so if you can't get them on the plane, there's no reason to fly the flight, and that's why the delays happen, because you can't check anybody in. Sabre is a decades-old system. It was developed in the 1960s. We're talking MS-DOS and floppy disk type of technology.
Overseas, a ceasefire is holding this morning in the Middle East.
Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of Gaza, celebrating the ceasefire and declaring victory among the ruins. The mood in Israel is more subdued.
So I'm not very positive about that.
They will start shooting rockets again, and they will just try to kill our people.
People on both sides believe it's just a matter of time until the next conflict, but for now, everyone is ready for a break. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
There have been some clashes reported between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. CBS's Weijia Jiang at the White House has more on what President Biden has said about this major foreign policy challenge.
A senior administration official told CBS News that Mr. Biden's experience during previous conflicts in the Middle East led him to deliberately take this behind-the-scenes approach, and that he believes it's more effective to work that way instead of getting drawn into public political arguments.
COVID-19 cases in the U.S. remain below the 30,000 a day level, deaths below 700 a day. The makers of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have talked recently about the likelihood of booster shots being needed later this year or early next. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
We don't know whether we will have to do it and when we will have to do it. There's estimates. Well, it may be a year. It may be a little bit longer. The fact is we don't know. But it would really be foolish not to plan for the possibility. We just keep following the durability of the response. And if the time comes, we'll at least have enough data, because we're doing the studies now, to know what we expect to see when we do boost people.
First Ohio, now other states are offering lottery incentives for people to get vaccinated. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is offering up to $2 million doled out into early July.
That's 40 drawings over 40 days for the chance to win $40,000 each day.
On the 4th of July, that bumps up to $400,000. New York is offering prizes and lottery tickets. The House has passed a $1.9 billion bill to boost Capitol security. It calls for retractable fencing and a quick response force. Republicans opposed it, and it passed with just one vote to spare. Britain's Prince William and his brother Harry have issued strong statements blasting the BBC after an investigation found unethical practices led up to their mother, Princess Diana, giving a revealing interview in 1995. William says it added to her feelings of paranoia.
The deceitful way the interview was obtained substantially influenced what my mother said. The interview was a major contribution to making my parents' relationship worse.
Journalist Martin Bashir apologized for using fake bank records to make it look like people were being paid to keep tabs on Diana. CNN says it was inappropriate for host Chris Cuomo to be on phone calls with staff members for his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, to strategize handling of sexual misconduct allegations.
Being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again.
The network has announced no action against Cuomo, who has steered clear of covering the story of the accusations against his brother on the air. CNN says the Trump Justice Department secretly obtained 2017 phone records of a Pentagon correspondent. The network has condemned it and has asked for a review of the matter. Earlier this month, The Washington Post revealed phone records of two of its reporters who covered the Russia investigation were seized by the Justice Department. From Florida, the story of a crime foiled by slime.
11-year-old Alyssa Bunnell says a man with a knife grabbed her, threatened her, and tried to drag her to his van.
He took me with his arm. I was able to get him down to the ground and get away.
The Florida Panhandle girl had been playing with blue slime, and from watching Law & Order, she says she knew the importance of evidence, so she slimed him. When deputies caught up with the would-be kidnapper, the stuff was all over his arms. Alyssa's mother, Amber.
He got caught blue-handed.
Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
With the pandemic raging, holiday travel last year was put off by millions of us. Shelly McClaskey spent $900 on flights her family never took.
California at that time in Los Angeles area was shut down, so we just didn't think it was a good idea.
Well, check your airline statements. Carriers have issued $10 billion worth of credit vouchers for travel not used during the pandemic.
When most airlines issue a credit voucher, they're valid for a year. That one-year clock starts ticking from the time you first purchased the ticket.
CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg says you may need to take action now or soon to keep them alive.
A number of them might offer you a six-month extension. Some have even offered to transfer those vouchers into the equivalents in frequent flyer miles.
An art collector tells the New York Post he found a long-lost Vincent van Gogh painting at an obscure country auction. The painting, titled Auvers 1890, is signed and was likely painted in the last 2 months of his life. The Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam will authenticate it. 50 years ago today, Marvin Gaye delivered a music masterpiece. CBS's Steve Futterman.
It's a landmark breakthrough album.
There's too many of you.
What's Going On was released during a turbulent time. The title song talks about the Vietnam War.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
The other major hit deals with the environment.
Oh, mercy, mercy.
Lynyrd Pitts Jr. is a columnist and former music critic.
It sort of captures this existential angst that we have as human beings.
Tawana Steptoe is a professor at the University of Arizona.
What's Going On holds up because, quite frankly, we're still facing the same issues.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
The CBS World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.